Spiegel and Holmes.
Okay, here we go, sports fans.
Afternoons on the Score.
Mark Brody has got a Bears report.
I love this from the Flus. He was asked about coaches rising through the ranks. You know, the more successful Matt Eberflus becomes, the more successful his assistants are going to become. Shane Waldron and Eric Washington and some of the assistants and may go on to bigger and better things. And Matt Eberflus himself has gone through the ranks to get to where he is.
Yeah, I always say this to the players and the coaches, that if you want more responsibility, fill your bucket up and make it overfill, and then do the job with detail. And then guess what? You get another bucket, and then you get to fill that up and do the same thing. And then guess what? If you're good enough, you'll get another bucket. So just keep filling the bucket up, keep doing the job, but don't go looking for it. Just keep filling buckets up and you'll be okay.
Buckets?
Oh, hell yeah.
I like the way he says bucket.
Yes. Yeah, man.
Fill your bucket up, and then guess what? You get another bucket.
Another bucket for monsieur.
Bucket.
Hey, man, there's a reason why the F word is like the world's number one curse. It's just so satisfying to say. It's powerful.
The best word ever. It really is. It's perfect. It's because it's got the and the You can't. You gotta hit the F. You can't just hit the K.
That feels really good to hear Matt Eberflus say bucket.
Bucket.
This is why Matt Eberflus is a genuine guy.
Buckets.
Buckets.
We're going to evaluate the players. We're going to put them in certain value buckets.
And then guess what? If you're good enough, you'll get another bucket.
Buckets?
Bears. Bears.
Okay. Bozo had buckets, Trent Dilfer had buckets, and Matt Eberflus has buckets.
Everybody's got buckets.
I can see you being big in the grand prize game.
Yeah, my motor skills are my finest attribute. Quick swing, he didn't go.
But I could see you leaning over and kind of cheating a little bit.
And they wouldn't have said anything.
Yeah, they wouldn't have said anything.
They would have been like, oh, good job.
Take a ping pong ball. Aim for bucket one. Oh! Give him a big pair.
Here's some archway cookies.
And then guess what? You get another bucket.
Now bucket.
The official adventures of
Spiegel and Holmes. Afternoons 2 to 6 on 670 The Score.
Welcome into the Spiegel and Holmes show. He is Matt Spiegel. I am Lawrence Holmes. We've got you until 6 o'clock. We are going to talk with Jason Leisure at 3. Big shot Bob Ori is going to join us at 3:30 on today's show. Spiegs has got some baseball news that you'll want to stick around for. And we got to talk about fathers and sons.
Yeah, we got to talk about fathers and sons. Very much in the news. Love that open from our guy Chris Tannehill. He and Shane Reardon, so damn good on the other side of the glass. And it really tied the whole station together, didn't it? It hurt a little Steve-O in the bucket in there. Some of the Jason Benetti and AJ Pierzynski stuff with Bozo buckets. And you mentioned it before the break, man. We get to hang out with the listeners on Thursday in the Blue Cross Blue Field Performance Stage. Be listening for giveaways today and tomorrow. And talk about tying the whole thing together. Dave Wanstead in the 5 p.m. hour, among other special guests.
And whoa!
Yes, Dave, you're going to be there. And we get food provided by La Villa Restaurant and Banquets over in the old Irving Park neighborhood. They're going to have a big old spread over there on Thursday.
It's very exciting to be in the Blue Cross Blue Shield Performance Studio. That place is awesome. Getting a chance for us to do a show, bringing guests in, bringing listeners in,
yep,
is going to be a lot of fun.
So be listening for your chance to win the tickets.
Okay, we promised you football, and we promised that we are going to get to football, and in this hour, we're going to take your phone calls about the Bears in the NFC North. But before we do that, we want to catch you up because we get it. You can't listen to every single minute of Spiegel and Holmes. If you do, God bless you for that. But we know people's schedules are different. Maybe you're at lunch and you're able to hear the 2 o'clock hour, but you're really grinding at 5 o'clock. So there's stuff that you're going to miss. Yesterday, my partner came in here with a whole lot of bluster into the meeting. Guys, I've got to proclaim things.
Got to say this.
I've got to say this thing publicly about the Bears. And I need some space. I need a clear out. So there can be some space for this.
ISO!
We definitely allowed you to ISO yesterday once we found out what it is the proclamation was. So look, we wanted to share this with you as a backdrop for our conversation. My partner, Matt Spiegel.
Yes.
Has a proclamation.
I do. That's right. Hereby, that the Bears will have to pass at least one team. God, I flubbed that last note just a little bit. The Bears will have to pass at least one team in the NFC North, the mighty NFC North. And after watching yesterday's action, I know who it's going to be. I'm saying it right now. Bears are going to sweep the Packers.
More arrogance!
Damn right. They're going to sweep the Packers. This is back live, and I stand by it for the emerging Bears offense.
You felt so strong, you went and got yourself a sharp haircut and everything.
The outstanding Bears defense, elite defense that loves to turn the ball over, a Packers offense that likes to turn the ball over. Jordan Love loves to put that ball into harm's way, and he did it again. They've just lost the turnover battle at home 3-0 and still beat the Texans. And also because it's time. It's the last one, but it is on the list. It's freaking time. 28-4 in the last 32 games are the Packers. Bears haven't swept them since 2007. It is time.
So that leads to a kind of an interesting conversation about looking at the NFC North and being able, if you're a fan of the Bears, the Lions, the Packers, or the Vikings, you can pound your chest and be like, hey, there's a rock fight going on in the NFC North. It's possible that all four playoff teams end up, all four teams end up in the playoffs. That's possible. That could be a thing. Maybe not. The Bears haven't played anyone in the division yet. That's week 11.
And most people think that hell is coming to breakfast for the Bears after a very easy schedule. I was talking to somebody around the league today who very much thinks the Bears are about to be exposed by much better competition.
And depending on who plays quarterback on Sunday, that could happen. But I don't mind living in the space of the Bears being good. I think that's a great space to live. I think you're out of your mind, but that's all right. That's all right. What I wanted to know is, like, if you're buying futures in teams in this division, where do you buy?
So which team has the highest upside?
Yeah.
You're saying?
See, then I'm going to ask you another question.
Yeah, because to me, well, the highest, it's Detroit. Detroit was just about there last year, was basically one drive away from the Super Bowl last year. And Detroit, even without Aiden Hutchinson, is a damn good team. They might make an addition. So, yeah, no, I buy with Detroit.
If we're looking from a stock standpoint of that you're able to buy low, my answer would be the Bears for the future, not for them to beat the Packers twice this season. Like you threw out there. But if you're going to look at the Bears and say that this team is ready for takeoff, if you're looking around the poker table at the NFC North and you're saying, who's the weak player this year? Not for the future, but this year.
Yeah.
Who's got the worst hand at the table of the NFC North?
Who's going to finish last in the NFC North where the Bears reside right now?
Isn't this a fun question? We've never been able to ask this question in a way that allows for all of the teams to be good.
Yeah, well, it's because it hasn't been like this. We've never had a moment where the combined record is what it is after 7 weeks in this division. This has not happened since 2002. See, that's the thing, Lawrence. I don't think the Bears are going to finish last in this division. I just told you who I think is going to finish last in this division. And that's the Packers.
See, my thing is, I look around. What, Tanny? What?
This keeps getting more and more ridiculous.
Yeah.
He's ignoring history.
Yeah.
He's ignoring history. He's ignoring how insane Jordan Love has been. Ignoring it completely.
Their defense is unbelievable this year.
Their run game is incredible.
Yeah, their secondary is awesome. I don't understand what this. I know you hate them. I do too. You know what I mean. But I know a good team when I see them. They may be the best team in the division when it's all said and done.
Speaks. They're not rolling with two face cards, but they definitely are like Jack Nine.
But Jack Nine is good.
Yeah, but it's not. It's not. They're not suited.
It's Minnesota's probably the worst team in this division.
I had Minnesota with a 7-2 in their hand.
There you go.
7-2. Yeah, no, yeah. They're better than a 7-2. That's
Sam
what makes this interesting.
Not better than a 7-2.
I don't think Green Bay has as a Jack Nine. I think Green Bay has Jack 10. I'll go ahead and give him Jack 10. That's a very nice hand, and you've had successes in the past with Jack 10.
Okay, so I'm glad that we like walked you back here on this one because Minnesota's the right answer, isn't it? And if we're all wrong, if we all end up being wrong, God bless. And Kevin O'Connell did an incredible job with Sam Darnold. And Darnold did a really good job of resurrecting his career. And we are seeing that around the NFL. Older quarterbacks figuring some things out because of the way that they were treated when they were drafted. Maybe they weren't given enough. But here's my argument for Minnesota.
Okay.
The quarterback, one. Two, now there's some blueprinty type stuff on if you want to attack their defense, where everyone's terrified of the Vikings because they're so blitz heavy.
You got to hit the hot reads. You got to hit the hot reads and hit your check downs and beat the blitz that way.
If you look at what, and not everyone has the weaponry that Jared Goff has or the patience to play it that way, but in a game that you thought might make them ripe to be destroyed because they're so play action heavy, they were able to get the ball out quick, find spaces in the zone. Amon-Ra St. Brown had an amazing game. Amazing from the standpoint of understanding where to sit inside of a zone and make himself so visible to the quarterback. That, to me, says they're playing on borrowed time. They have an incredible wide receiver. The quarterback has played pretty well.
Yeah, it's good logic.
Pretty good on Sunday.
That's very solid logic, especially because that defense does not have Danielle Hunter anymore. It doesn't have somebody who can just go ahead and generate that pressure alone from the front four the way that Hunter could. Yeah, there's some Packers hatred. There's some Packers hatred.
It's
there's some wishful
analysis.
Packers hatred a little bit in terms of thinking about them as last. I think you're probably right that Minnesota is looking last. But I am standing by and feeling very firm and solid about the Bears sweeping the Packers. But the question of who is the last place team in this division is a good one to throw out to the listeners.
Let me ask you guys something before we give out the phone number and bring people into this. How worried are you just looking at the teams that the Bears are that team?
I am not.
At all?
Not. No. If the depth in the secondary didn't show itself in London like it did, I'd be a little bit more worried. And we talked a little bit yesterday about how the offensive line has schemed better to play with their ability. I'd be more worried. Bears, to me right now, have pocket tens.
Danny?
I'm not worried. And
pocket tens is way better than Jack 10, by the way. Way better.
Okay.
Go ahead, Danny.
Jack 10, then.
I'm not worried, and I think the Bears are the last place team here because Minnesota's having that charmed year. But to me, this year, that's okay because they're a competitive team. They're trending in the right direction. And if I had to buy futures, I'm still buying Bears because they've got the rookie quarterback contract, which is something you can't say for these other teams, except Minnesota, who may take a step back next year when McCarthy finally starts for them. But who knows? Maybe he's even better. Yeah, I don't think he's. Yeah, I don't think he's in the league of Caleb and Jordan Love and Jared Goff. You know, so I think the Bears could be that last place team this year. I'm not, and that's fine. You know, that's the trajectory that they're on. But, you know, they're going to have to beat these teams eventually. But futures, I'm buying Bears all the way because they've got that rookie quarterback contract.
Okay, let's talk with you about it. 312-644-6767. You got an opportunity to look real close at the NFC North. What do you think about it? Who's the team that finishes last, in your opinion, in this division? And is my partner crazy? 312-644-6767 is the number. You can hit us up on Twitch. The mob is in full effect inside the stream there. We want to take your phone calls. We will take your text messages where you are getting buried, sir. 312-644-6767 is the number. Spiegel and Holmes talking Bears and NFC North with you on The Score.
Spiegel and Holmes.
I definitely listened to 6-7 The Score growing up for sure. Driving around in the car with my dad, he'd always have it on.
Afternoons on The Score.
I mean, it's pretty crazy, right? I think, you know, and obviously we know those teams pretty well, but it's, you know, good football being played right now. I think, you know, yesterday was probably the first time we got to sit down, or at least me, sit down and just watch some football for a second, and it's at a high level right now, man. So we're excited for the stretch we have coming up, for sure.
TJ Edwards talking about the Bears and this division and being able to watch a little football in your bye week and You wake up after your bye week and you're in last place because the division is so good.
And they're all about to play each other some more. The Bears get everybody and we'll see what happens. I do have a lot of textures all over me. I also have some textures with me. During the break, I kept looking for, like, you know, little nuggets that I could add to my Packers going to get swept by the Bears point. And I'm just finding the other. Like, Tanny, Jordan Love has the most touchdown passes in the NFL since the beginning of last year. That doesn't help me. Let's see. The Packers had 11 tackles for loss as a defense this past Sunday. No, that doesn't help me.
How many yards did CJ Stroud throw for this week?
Only 86, but they ran for like, what, 165 or
How
something
like
that?
How many yards did the Packers run for?
A lot. And Josh Jacobs is good, and he caught a touchdown pass for the first time in his life. I'm just telling you, I'm feeling it, and I got my reasons, which I've said, and now people can respond.
312-644-6767 is the number. Oak Park and Bobby. Hey, Bobby, you're on the score.
Bobby!
What's up, boys?
Hey, man.
Although I love where the Bears are at, you know, the reason why I'm a little not feeling great about their odds of not finishing last is because I think they have the worst coach in the division, and I don't think it's even really close. Now, I think LaFleur and O'Connell, like, I hold those guys in pretty much the highest regard. Offensively and just coaching staff-wise, the Lions have their own thing going on. But these last couple of games for the Bears have been so smooth and so positive, so much positive vibes, it makes me forget how after week two and three I was like, how is Matt Eberflus still coaching this team? I just wish I felt better about Shane Waldron and Matt Eberflus. But I still feel great. And if I could add one note of positivity, the Lions, who I think are the best team, I watched the Bears pretty much outplay them twice last year.
Correct.
So I feel really good about where they're at, but I just – wish I felt better about the coaching.
I don't think there's no way to argue that Eberflus is anything other than fourth among the coaches in this division. There's no way to argue that. But to your point, he got the better of Ben Johnson twice last year. Bears could have easily swept the Lions last year.
They did not, though.
No, they did not. Matt Eberflus might be the best defensive coordinator in this division.
Brian Flores would probably have an issue with you on that.
Well,
he's
a pretty damn good defensive play caller and coordinator, and this defense is humming and he's one of the reasons. But as a head coach, I can't disagree with that at all.
Let's go to Dave, who's in Wisconsin. Hey, Dave, you're on the score.
Hey, good afternoon, guys. I'm a realist, you know, and I respect the fact that Bears are a better team because I think it helps out the whole NFL. They have a good rivalry going on. With that being said, just three games ago, you guys were all talking about firing Eberflus. He's a horrible coach, and until you guys get rid of him, that's going to hold you guys back. Look at LaFleur. Earlier this year, we lost Jordan Love, and God forbid we thought he was off for the season. We won two games with a quarterback who was told in Nets Football League was a horrible quarterback. Rex Ryan was panning this our Malik quarterback, and we won those two
Your
games.
That's his name.
We're 5-2 right now.
Malik quarterback, you know? Did have a very nice little look. The star of those wins was Matt LaFleur. He's a great offensive coach. He's a very, very smart coach, and they ran the hell out of the ball. Absolutely, and he's yet to lose to the Bears. I know, until twice this coming year.
Let's go to Marcus, who's calling from Virginia. Hey, Marcus, you're on the score.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Hey, Marcus.
I was calling to speak about, we were talking about the rankings of the division, and a lot of you guys were talking about the quarterback play, but I think we are skipping over the opportunistic defense that we have and the youth of some of the emerging players on all three levels of defense. I think that could take us a long way. So even though Eberflus might not be the most ideal coach, I think if he could stick to the defense, I think we'll be all right, man.
But what do you think? Here's my issue with you taking that. How much attention are you actually paying to the Packers defense?
They do look good. They do look good.
How much attention are you paying to Minnesota's defense?
Oh, that's what's carrying them, honestly. I think we're going to end up seeing the fall of Darnold at one point.
See?
Okay.
That's what I mean, though, where it's like, if you look at the Bears in a vacuum, you can go, oh, yeah, the Bears' defense is really great.
Do you think Caleb can play better this year in the Packers games than quarterbacks did under Lovie Smith?
Yes.
So do I. And this Bears defense, I think, can be just as good as some of those defenses that gave the Packers everything they could. And all we needed was slightly better quarterback play. And I think we have that now. That's the difference.
Would you like to guess where the Athletic has the teams in the NFC North in their power rankings?
All four teams among the top 32, right? Is Detroit number one? If they're not one, they're two.
Correct. They are number one.
Ahead of Kansas City.
Ahead of Baltimore.
Oh, wow. Interesting. Okay.
Kansas City is number four.
They're undefeated and they're number four. Yep. They haven't even played that well, really. All right, so Detroit's one.
Okay.
Packers probably top five, or top six maybe. Are they six or seven?
Very good. The Packers are number five.
They're number five.
In those rankings.
And they're the second of the four division teams?
They are not.
Oh my, where the Vikings are what, two?
Three.
See, now that's, you think the Vikings are the third best team
no,
in the NFL?
I do not.
Okay.
I do not, but this is, you know, the
sure
folks at the our friends over at the Athletic. I just wanted to use this as a template for you to.
They're admittedly and openly slaves to the moment, these power rankings. So 1, 3, and 5 for the other teams of the NFC North.
Would you like to guess where the Bears are?
14.
Good guess. 13.
Okay.
They are, and I would. That's
who are they
that's
ahead
the
of?
Team that scares me. It's bleeping Eagles are 12th. Then the Bears are 13th, Tampa 14th, San Francisco 15th. That thing in San Francisco looked like is going
terrible. Oh, man.
Terrible.
Ayuk's out for the year. Debo Samuel's in the hospital. McCaffrey's not ready.
I got Trent Williams still punching people out there in the helmet. What are we doing, friend?
I don't know, man. He's strong enough to punch through the helmet, and he knows he is.
Chris Long told a great story on his podcast about trying to fight Trent Williams, and he was like, don't. He's like, just... He said that Chris Williams basically hit him with the Wonder Woman on Batman chest bump, where he just like hit him in the chest, and then Chris was like, I'm good on this forever. I don't have to do this ever again.
So we know the Bears last week were flexed for this upcoming game against the Commanders. It's a 3:25 game. So the flexed were the Bears and the Commanders, the flexees. Were the Eagles and the Bengals moved out of the late slot. Did you see the Sunday night game that got flexed?
No.
The Vikings and the Colts is going to be a Sunday night game a week from this Sunday. They were given a Sunday night game because the Vikings are, in some people's mind, the third best team in the country.
I don't trust
and the Colts,
quarterback for the other team.
I mean, neither. But the Colts have a winning record. So Vikings-Colts, did you see it got flexed away? The Eagles again. Eagles and Jaguars was supposed to be the Sunday night game. So I know it's mostly Jaguars.
Yeah, that's mostly you don't ever want to see the Jaguars on national television ever again.
But it's still 2 weeks in a row with the NFL saying, Eagles, get out of our spotlight game
for
now.
Their coach is an idiot, but they still have a lot of talent on that team. And if Jalen Hurts can lead, they should be a problem for the wild card. That's all I'm going to say. But he's an idiot. We need to take a break. We're going to talk with a guy who's not an idiot. Jason Leisure is going to talk Bears with you. They're back. They're at Halas Hall. We're going to find out what he thought, how the London trip went for him, and what he thinks about the Bears getting ready for this game against Washington. That's next on The Score.